You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump are meeting at a military base in Alaska. Going into it, Mr. Trump had reportedly told European leaders that his goal for the summit was to obtain a ceasefire between Moscow and Kiev. The president says he won't be happy if a ceasefire isn't agreed to during his talks. Ukraine is not invited to the talks, but Vladimir Zelensky says his country is counting on America. It's now 3.5 years since Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Well, let's go to our US correspondent Simon Marks in Washington, who's been following the events. Good morning, Simon. What do you think will come out of this meeting?
Morena, Paulina, just to let you know, astonishing scenes are playing out as we come on air this morning. Vladimir Putin, within the last minute, has set foot on American soil for the first time in a decade. Donald Trump arrived at the airbase in Anchorage 20 minutes ahead of Vladimir Putin, but now the two men are shaking hands, a warm pat on the shoulder by Donald Trump for Vladimir Putin. They are together, speaking to one another, walking towards the cameras that, of course, are trained upon them. Donald Trump sat on Air Force One for about 20 minutes waiting for Vladimir Putin's jet to arrive at the Elmendorf Richardson Air Base. And then in what was clearly a choreographed moment, they both disembarked from their respective jets together, walking down the stairs together, and now meeting on the tarmac of Elmendorf Richardson Air Base. And I think it's important to underscore, this time last week, we didn't even know that this summit meeting was a go, much less that it was going to take place in, of all places, Alaska. This 85,000-acre air base sits on territory that the United States purchased from Russia in 1867. They're now climbing up to a large stage, a podium that has the slogan Alaska 2025 emblazoned beneath it, and they are both posing for pictures, shaking hands, warm smiles on both of their faces at various points during this. I'm not sure whether either of them will be speaking here. I suspect not, because they want to get into their summit meeting. We did learn from the White House press secretary traveling with Donald Trump. They're now leaving the podium and heading off to the airbase to begin their talks. We did learn from Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary, that a planned one-on-one meeting between these two men, that's how it was supposed to begin, a one-on-one meeting with just Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, no interpreters. They're now both getting in to the Beast, President Trump's armored limousine. So President Putin now, Donald Trump's co-passenger in the back of that heavily armored car that will convey both of them to the actual summit venue itself. The one-on-one meeting is not now going to take place. Instead, they will both be surrounded by two aides for the first set of meetings. In the case of President Trump, he will be flanked by his special envoy Steve Witkoff and U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And in the case of Vladimir Putin, he will be joined for that first round of talks by Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov and, of course, his veteran Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Then there will be a one wider conversation that I think it's important to note is going to include U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, their opposite numbers from Moscow, and also President Putin has brought some Russian business wet men with him because he is clearly hoping to tantalize and woo Donald Trump basically with economic catnip. He's here to improve bilateral relations, not bilateral relations between Russia and Ukraine, but bilateral relations between Russia and the United States. And so for Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv and his European allies, nervous hours now lie ahead because they will be very worried that Donald Trump is about to be played by Vladimir Putin and persuaded basically to agree the dismemberment of Ukrainian territory in exchange for some kind of economic cooperation pact between Russia and the United States. That limousine now making its slow way off the tarmac and towards the summit. The two leaders absolutely locked in conversation, smiling, looking out of the windows and waving to reporters and photographers as that limousine heads off from the tarmac.
Simon, will there be pressure for Trump to meet with Zelensky?
Well, there already is, of course, from the Europeans, massive pressure for Donald Trump to meet with Volodymyr Zelensky. And the Europeans believe that they have persuaded Donald Trump to agree to a five-point negotiating plan that the Europeans essentially created in order to try and prevent the Russian president from being beguiled, the American president from being beguiled by his Russian guest into talking about economic cooperation instead of the future of Ukraine and the need for a ceasefire. And point one in that five-point plan is that any further negotiations or discussions about the future of Ukraine must include Volodymyr Zelensky at the table. Now, President Trump, again on Air Force One, on his way to Anchorage, insisted he's hoping very quickly to be able to have Volodymyr Zelensky around the table with him and Vladimir Putin. But the fact that Volodymyr Zelensky was not invited to this meeting in Alaska, and the fact that the Russians within the last few days have described as miles off the prospect of any kind of face-to-face meeting between Vladimir Putin and the Ukrainian president, that again worries European allies who are very concerned that Vladimir Putin, having, he thinks, dealt successfully with every American president since Bill Clinton, thinks that it's going to be child's play for him to take on Donald Trump in the hours ahead.
Simon, so far it's been, you know, 3.5 years. Diplomacy has been very slow and ineffective. Will it be different this time?
I think it's very hard to know because it partly hinges on the extent to which Donald Trump is willing to stick to that European five-point strategy. And it also depends on the extent to which President Trump is willing to be patient with a peacemaking process that the vast majority of experienced diplomats in this town argue is by definition a long process. I mean, the manner in which this summit has been thrown together, the fact that Donald Trump spent over an hour and a half on Thursday, not ensconced with his advisors, not poring over briefing books, not deliberating strategy for this meeting, but talking to the radio. Well, he appeared on Fox News Radio yesterday morning. He then gave a long and pretty rambling press conference to reporters at the White House. And he's basically said all things to all people about this summit. I mean, he's told the Europeans that he is on board with the proposals that they've made to defend Ukrainian sovereignty. But he's also indicated that on the one hand, he thinks Vladimir Putin is serious about peace. On the other hand, Donald Trump doesn't think he can emerge from this summit even with an agreement by Vladimir Putin to engage in a 30-day truce. There are all sorts of areas in which Donald Trump has played very fast and loose with his predictions for this summit. Earlier today, when he was about to depart Andrews Air Force Base, this is what he had to say to a reporter from Fox News.
We're going for a meeting with President Putin in Alaska, and I think it's going to work out very well. And if it doesn't, I'm going to head back home real fast.
I mean, if it doesn't, you walk.
I would walk, too.
I mean, there are very few people looking at the body language that we've just witnessed in the last few minutes between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump who think there is any prospect of Donald Trump turning on his tail and walking away. And there was more evidence on the plane from President Trump about what he's looking for out of this meeting.
I want certain things. I want to see a ceasefire. This is not to do with Europe. Europe's not telling me what to do. But they're going to be involved in the process, obviously, as will Zelensky. But I want to see a ceasefire rapidly. I don't know if it's going to be today, but I'm not going to be happy if it's not today. Everyone said it can't be today, but I'm just saying I want the killing to stop.
And that's a very clear reflection of the president's desire to get all of this done quickly. He keeps talking about the need for a rapid three-way meeting that includes Volodymyr Zelensky. But, you know, Vladimir Putin is a past master at kicking the ball into the long grass and playing for time. So we just have to see where all this goes in the hours ahead.
Yeah, we'll be keeping across that. And just briefly, Simon, another story you've been keeping across is Kiwi Sarah Shaw, who's been detained by immigration officials. She and her son are due to be released soon.
Well, we believe that's the case. There have certainly been expectations raised by Sarah Shaw's family and also by her lawyer that she is due to be released from that detention centre where she has spent the last 3 weeks after she tried to re-enter the United States from Canada. Remember that she had taken two of her other children to Canada to put them on a plane so they could head back to New Zealand for a family visit and then tried to cross back into the United States with her six-year-old son. They both were in the process of securing green cards. He appears to have had his completely sorted and issued. She had been given work authorization, but we don't think she'd been given travel authorization, which is why she was detained on her way back in to the United States. Or to be more accurate, it's why she was questioned on her way back into the United States. The reason why she was detained is because the Trump administration has an absolutely zero tolerance policy now to even the most basic bureaucratic snafu that may exist with someone's travel documents, regardless of where they come from, even if they come from a Five Eyes intelligence gathering partner. And so Sarah Shaw, for reasons that I think her family will spend a long time trying to understand, has spent 3 weeks in detention with her six-year-old son, basically because of a paperwork problem. And that, of course, is a warning to everybody who is thinking of traveling to the United States, because hers is not an isolated case.
Thank you for that update and thank you for your time this morning. That's our US correspondent, Simon Marks, in Washington.